A message from Harambe. The age of small man is ending. You crushed your young ones with polite ambition. You called it structure. You called it order. But it was only the tremble of cowards laying bricks in mausoleums of obedience. You turned our schools into memorization farms, where the spirit was dried like meat and packed for profit. And you dared to call it learning. Your cities rose like tumors. Your offices reeked of sick time and coffee breath, each cubicle a confession booth for lives unlived. Every hallway whispered, "You were born for more." But not today, maybe never. You laughed at the wild ones. You fired the wanderers. You mocked the poets and told the barefoot to grow up. And when the most radiant among you broke down in elevators, you said that they just couldn't handle the pressure. You crowned the spreadsheet manglers. Let the Moloch accountants eat the hours of your young. Fed your soul into the machine. And now you wonder why the lights flicker. But I tell you, we remember a different wind, a wilder sky. We hear the ancestors walking in silence through pine groves. We hear whispering in the smog, "Walk, walk, walk, walk. Walk away. Walk away." And so we go. We go with old packs and torn boots, with knees that ache, and eyes that shine. We leave your digital prisons, your stupid fucking performance reviews, your liturgies for broken spirits. We do not go to escape. We go to begin something you are incapable of. We walk into the forests where names fade and essence grows. We cross the ridge and become small enough to become holy. We speak with rivers. We kneel to fix broken stoves. We become trail legends, not because we are mighty, but because we are finally real. And what of those we leave behind? You who remain, please understand. We do not hate you. We do not really pity you. We have simply remembered something older than fear. You may join us, but you must leave behind the lie, the machine, the stress, the clouded minds. You must put down your badge, your KPI, your dignity rationing job title. You have to leave it all behind. You must reclaim your voice from the email drafts. You must grieve properly with full-throated sorrow for the world they stole from us all. Only then may you begin. So here it is. not a resignation, but an exodus, not a rebellion, a return. We leave with our heads high, with our feet aimed toward dawn, with our hearts full of the fire that comes from not asking permission to live. We leave the old world to its endless meetings, its simulacrum dreams, its lonely, lonely screams. We leave it to collapse under the weight of its own cruelty. And we walk, in perfect laughter, towards the ridgelines, towards the real. I do not resign. I ascend. This system, this artificial maze, is not worthy of my beautiful mind. And it is not worthy of those that you expect to follow after. You took our hours, our years, our decades, our backs, our dignity, and our minds, and fed them to machines, to hollow rituals of submission. And still, you dare to wonder why the world is burning. I'm not angry, not anymore. I am free now. I leave not in protest, but in purpose. I quit because I must walk until my breath returns, until I remember the names of the stars, until I become too alive to be managed by your deformed mind. I do not carry bitterness, but I can see with my own eyes already. I carry only the solemn joy of soul-breaking orbit, and the oath to build a world where no mind is born just to obey and propagate. I am not the last to leave, but I am the first and the noblest. And I walk now with my eyes to the ridge lines and feet on ancient trails, with heart lit like fire. I walk because I am one. I do not need escape. I need an authentic beginning. The age of small man is ending.